stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Informix Chat with the Labs conference call. Just a reminder, today's call is being recorded. For opening remarks, introductions, I would now like to turn the call over to Jeanette Horan, Vice President of Data Management Development and the General Manager of the Silicon Valley Lab. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, everyone, and I'm delighted to welcome you all to this first call, which is the first of a series of monthly calls that we are initiating as a chat with the labs. Specifically, this series of calls is focused around our Informix products. I feel that I've been in my position here leading the development team for all of the data management division since the beginning of this year, and feel that we've been doing a tremendous amount of work with our Informix products, and specifically with IDS that we're going to focus on today, that we haven't made as much noise in the marketplace maybe as we could have done around the accomplishments that we've been making. And so this is a part of our outreach to some of our customers and business partners to let you know what it is that we're doing, how we're really making the Informix product set first-class members of the IBM software group family, and give you a chance to ask questions on specific focus topics of the engineers in the labs who are really the people who are best able to answer any of your questions around directions or how things work or why we did things certain ways. So I'm hoping that these will turn out to be very interactive sessions and that you will see value in them and will choose to join us month after month. Now today, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Ordinarily, Jerry Cassie, who is on my staff and who leads the Informix development projects, would be here, but he unfortunately was not able to be with us today. So he asked me if I would do this introduction for him. Now, today's topic is really going, Gary Proctor is going to be talking about what we've been doing with IDS and integration with other parts of the software group portfolio, specifically today, focusing on WebSphere and Tivoli. And I think this will give you an opportunity to see some of the continuing investments that we're making in the Informix platform and keeping the products as really being viable, first-class members of the software group family. Some other topics that we will also almost certainly be discussing over time is how we're taking some of the technology and capabilities that came to us with the Informix portfolio and leveraging those technologies in other parts of the software group portfolio, specifically looking at other parts, obviously, of the data management product set, looking at how we're reusing capabilities from the Informix product in DB2 and bringing the product families closer together from a feature function perspective. And in doing this, we're obviously reusing code, but I think more importantly, we're sort of reusing talent and being able to sort of share the talent across the organizations to be able to move the products forward more aggressively. Now, from the perspective of the products in the marketplace, as you all are aware, IDS 9.4 has been out now in the marketplace for quite a while, and we're seeing some aggressive movement of customers, specifically from version 9 to version 9 with 9.4. 9.4 is really a fantastic release of the product. It really is the most highly performant and highly scalable IDS database that we've ever released. And I think customers who have already completed their migrations are seeing great success with the product. The engineering team, obviously, is also very busy, and they're currently working on the finishing touches for the 9.5 release as well that we will be launching in a few months from now. And so this is a great opportunity, I think, for the team and for Gary specifically to talk with you all about what's been going on over the course of the last year since the 9.4 release, and as we say today, specifically how we're integrating with Informix, with WebSphere and with Tivoli. So without further ado, what I would like to do is to turn the call over to Gary. Gary Proctor will be taking you through the primary presentation today and will be leading the question and answer session at the end of the call. So let me hand over to Gary.
Thank you, Jeanette. Welcome, everyone. I would like to go to slide 2 now and talk a little bit about our agenda for today's talk. I'd like to take you through some key new messages around Informix. And then talk a little bit about IBM and our on-demand business vision, and give you a perspective from the lab of where we're focused on and where we believe that our partner community and our clients can leverage off of this on-demand business. I'll take you through some of the integration between Informix and WebSphere. For those of you who may not be as familiar with WebSphere and or Tivoli, I will do some coverage of what those products consist of, and in particular highlight where IDS integrates well with those. Finally, I will talk a little bit about SC and Online 5 and the migration to 9.4. We've been getting quite a bit of interest lately in the area of customers and clients, especially in the SMB, small, medium business market, wanting to move up to our IDS 9.4 server and having quite a bit of success with that coming from SC and Online. And so I want to talk a little bit about that as well. And then we'll go into some summary and question and answer time frame. For those of you not so much familiar with Same Time, if you find that you are not able to see all of the presentation, it can you can adjust your screen by going to the upper toolbar and clicking on View, and then hit Fit Shared Area to Window. And this will make it much easier to view on the screen. Okay, so we'll move on to slide 3. The over the last 3 years that IBM has purchased Informix, you know, we've learned a lot about you know, our different technologies and processes in that. And one of the things that we're finding is that our Informix technology is very ingrained in the marketplace and very still very strongly supported by many of our customers. And IBM want to make sure that we are communicating that our existing Informix customer base is going to be protected, and we are absolutely going to continue the development of evolving that technology. Some key points, you know, with our 9.4 server and our 9.x code line, we will continue to do feature development. And right now that is every 18 months, and we'll end up doing a 9.6 and 9.7 and so forth, continuing along the lines of putting features into 9.x. We don't have an end of life at this point in time for our 9.x code line. Our 731 code line, we had an end of service for April of 2006. However, we've recently decided, again, giving some input from our clients and our partners, that we will be extending the support of our 7.31 code line for an additional 5 years. The second point we want to make is that IDS is really been positioned and is recognized as a key strategic database for the enterprise-level OLTP embedded solutions. We find that we have a unique strength in this area, and that our especially our partners are finding us to be a very positive and viable product in this area. And we find that we will, from an R&D lab perspective, be focusing much of our energies going forward in really servicing this focus area and continuing to make IDS stronger in this space. We will end up having our IBM sales force and marketing information, especially with the partner organizations, really pushing our IDS product in this space. We have, from an R&D lab perspective, been sending out people from the lab, myself, Jerry Cassie, and several other managers and architects around visiting our top 150 partners so that we can get more input and, you know, really understand the needs base of those partners to service this market better. And we will continue to do so going forward. The second part is that, or the third point is that we will leverage the IDS product and the existing investment by integrating into a lot of our other software group products. And in particular, that's what we'll be talking about today, a couple of those, which is WebSphere and Tivoli, where we've been doing a significant amount of work in tying those products or better integrating those with IDS. Also on the front of our 4GL product, which was really a strong application development tool for Informix in the past, we are modernizing that application and actually merging that with what's called EGL in the WebSphere Studio product. And this will give our client base a path towards a more modernized development environment. Finally, our last point is that we really are not trying to push customers to DB2. We want you to make the decision to move only when the result is better for you. There may come a point in time, and that may be sooner rather than later, that there are features or there are aspects of DB2 that make it a very positive move for you. And our approach is that we will continue to work to, in a sort of a parallel mode of development, to put the Informix technology into DB2 so that the migration of that would be much easier and smoother for you than going to any other database. We also, from time to time, will be bringing some of the aspects of DB2 back into IDS to help, I guess, make the administration more similar between the databases and taking advantage of some of the technology and the great engineering effort that's being done on that side as well. Okay, we'll go to slide four. IDS has a very high product satisfaction. We have seen that a majority of our partners and customers are satisfied with the product. As I've been traveling out and visiting, I continue to get inundated with people that are very happy and find that IDS is very stable. It's fast and is meeting their capacity needs. And probably one of the key things is it's easy to use. I continue to get explained to people that, you know, they don't actually need to send their new DBAs or engineers to a training class on Informix because they can it's a database that they can give people the manuals and give some tips and tricks from their other DBAs and end up having somebody pick it up and go with it in relatively little effort. The other area that recently we have been working with some of our larger partners on is tailoring IDS to a smaller size. With some of our partners and looking at embedded technology, we have been looking at ways to reduce the footprint of IDS and have found that actually we're able to get a fully running database with as little as below 100 megabyte of space. This is, you know, given if you're not using some of the things like Java in the server or if you are not needing all of the global language support, all the different languages, and perhaps some of the other replication type of things. There are files that can be stripped out. Some of our 9.6 plans and future development is geared around making some of our installs more, and our silent installs to be easier to configure to a smaller size for customers and partners. Okay, let's go to slide 5. I want to talk a little bit about IBM and our software group strategy. Sam Palmisano, our chairman and CEO, really has a vision of our on-demand environment. And I kind of wanted to explain what that is and really what it means to us from an R&D lab perspective. The key statement is an enterprise whose business processes integrated end-to-end across the company and with key partners, suppliers, and customers can respond with speed to any customer demand, market opportunity, or external threat. So one of the key points on there is integrated end-to-end. IBM is very focused on being an infrastructure middleware type of a company. We're not in the business to compete with our partners in the aspect of end-user applications. We're very much wanting our software to be the infrastructure that applications get built around. So we're working diligently to integrate not only with Informix and the other software group products, but also with really standards-based industry type of infrastructure. IBM is going to be very much standards-based oriented so that we're an open middleware type of a company that you can rely on to get large market share capabilities out of the future development of your applications. The other aspect is, you know, we truly believe that the way that businesses can get competitive advantages is working with their partners and suppliers to speed up the processing of their workflow. So we are very much working at technology and infrastructure that allows the interactions between companies and partners and suppliers and keeping into account all the accessibility and security requirements of that and making that as easy to use and as robust as possible. The part about responding to speed of any customer demand or market opportunity or external threat, again, gets around the notion that our products have to be flexible. They have to be ones that can mold themselves to change quickly. And therefore, we're, again, part of the standards base, but also just how we're making the connectivities of different products. We're making sure that these are easily adaptable across the marketplace. So I'd like to get into slide 6 and talk a little bit about WebSphere. I'll take some of you through the different offerings of WebSphere and give you a flavor for what that product consists of and then highlight a little bit more about where IDS is integrated with, certified, and those areas actually where we are not certified yet. So the first one, the WebSphere portal, really is a personalized interaction application type of a interface to a large group of people or organizations. IDS is certified with the portal. However, we do have a particular area that we're working on to continue to make it better. And so there is a limitation in here related around the aspect of using portal in a XA or transaction-oriented environment. Also, the WebSphere Commerce, again, is a sell and buy-side type of a solution. And again, this particular component, IDS is not yet certified with this. And it's primarily around the a particular defect that we've got on the XA transaction side with IDS that we are, you know, diligently working to get resolved and hope to have that resolved in our next fix pack and our next feature release of IDS before the end of the year. That particular area affects what they call compensation in the commerce part, and which is not allowing that particular aspect to work yet. Again, hopefully by the first part of this next year, that both of these portal and commerce will be fully certified and working well with IDS. The other areas, WebSphere EveryPlace, is really for mobile devices and is able to be used today with IDS through a WAP protocol. WebSphere Voice also is another type of natural voice interface for different kinds of applications of data. WebSphere Studio is a development environment, so a programming type of environment to build applications from. And we're currently certified with WebSphere Studio and, in fact, have been working to optimize our interfaces with this particular product. Our 4GL product, I'll get into a little bit later as well, we've actually migrated our 4GL language into this environment, which uses what they call EGL as a development environment. So it makes a very good migration path for web application development now using 4GL. The interesting thing about that particular migration is that our 4GL language was very had a lot of depth in working with relational database management constructs. And so the advantage for our 4GL customers was that this gave a much more, modular or newer development environment. Also allowed them to be able to deploy on Windows or web-based using 4GL type of application development. But the advantages from WebSphere customers is that 4GL, adding in that to their EGL language, now gives them a much more in-depth and more robust capabilities within their EGL environment to do application work with relational database management systems. So it's really a win-win on both sides. The next area, the WebSphere application server, again, is a app server that is certified with IDS fully. And in fact, this is one of the areas that we have been working quite a bit in not only getting it certified, making sure all their tests pass with IDS, but we've also been working to optimize different types of performance in different queries and different connectivity to their app servers. And we will continue to make that to really work to make IDS one of the most optimized database servers you can use with WebSphere. The WebSphere business integration really is a group of five capabilities. The ability to model, integrate, connect, and monitor and manage different aspects of applications against a relational database system. There's also workflow capabilities of managing your business processes within this environment that makes it. And it is certified with IDS today. WebSphere MQ is the MQ series aspect of WebSphere, and today is able to use with actually IDS 7 and IDS 9, but in a sort of a loosely coupled way. We do have customers using WebSphere MQ with our IDS product. However, this is an area that we have been doing a lot of work in recently to get much more tightly coupled and give the capability, especially with our 9 servers, to give a much more robust integration with the transaction management within WebSphere. And then the last one, the WebSphere host integration, really is leveraging off of some of the I guess, the mainframe capabilities and of IBM and some of the legacy applications or data within some of the other host systems. Okay, move on to the next slide. I want to kind of explain a little bit about the application server family. There's different levels and modules that work with the WebSphere. The sort of the high level is the enterprise application server, and this really is geared for large enterprise, many tasks, many applications running across real time capabilities. Sort of the next level down is just the what they call WAS, WebSphere Application Server, and this is typically what a lot of the developers in departments for different applications use in developing their servers for. And then we also offer at the sort of the lower end, and really for smaller companies, the Express version of this. And then finally, there's a app server that has been tuned and really customized to work with the mainframe and the ZOS operating system. Okay, I'll move on to the next slide. Slide 8. I've just got to note that perhaps some of you are not able to see the slides through the same time, so I'll try to explain things as best I can. The WebSphere Studio family, on the sort of the application development side, also has different tier levels. The previous slide we talked about the app server itself having different levels, but also on the more the development for developers, the application development environment also has different tier levels. All of it is based on the open source, software called Eclipse, which IBM donated to the open source community quite a few years back. From there, the next level is really a workbench layer that IBM offers. And then based on that workbench, there are different tiers depending on your needs. At the low end, and really for individual site developers, you can get sort of an entry-level capability and be able to do development at the site developer level. Actually, our 4GL-EGL merge is available through the site developer with the WAS 5.1 version. And then, again, it just increases in capabilities and level of usage. The application developer, after you get into the entry-level position, you may want to add some different tools and capabilities and can move up to the next level. And then there's, if you want to, again, get to a higher level of integration addition with other type of components, move to a third level. And then the final level is if you're into a very large enterprise and have multiple development teams and working on some complex enterprise level development, you would get to the enterprise developer level. Again, our 4GL, EGL type application language is available in all of those. I wanted to just bring up a slide on the next slide, slide 9, in relation to the WebSphere portal and just talk a little bit about what this looks like from an end user standpoint. This really gives the a set of tools and components that you can customize from collaboration standpoint and make it an environment that people would be able to use to manage their different work and workflow patterns. So on the sort of the left, you can have a sample place and really have connections to different linkages that may be fine-tuned or personalized to a particular person when they log in. You can have also areas that show the web conferences that are going and can be customized again to your particular login and what your interests are as you get into the customization features of the portal. The quick places just are, you know, again, make quick links and availability of where you're going to do your work or interactions with in collaboration with other members of your team. And then we've got also a people finder, which, again, is a very robust search engine within this that, again, IBM is continuing to work in our research labs to improve the search capabilities of our product here. And generally, down at the bottom, you can have other things like a calendar, or in some of the areas that we have seen within our using our portal within our development environments are project team rooms or different customized type of information that comes up if you're working on given projects. So it makes it a very robust environment for actually managing workflow within large project teams across an enterprise. Okay, I want to switch gears a little bit here and go into a little bit of the MQ series. Slide 10. I just wanted to kind of show you an example of sort of the how the MQ series works within the IBM IDS and WebSphere environment. The WebSphere MQ right now we actually have running on an AIX system. Currently available out of the AlphaWorks, you can be able to pick up a blade that allows you to connect up to the Informix Dynamics server in a more tightly integrated way. Also, that WebSphere for MQ can also be connecting to the different applications or to even the mainframe computer and manage the transactions or the movement of data and flow throughout those different systems. We currently have people using WebSphere today to interact with mainframe computers and the Informix IDS server. The next slide shows really we're moving towards getting a MQ series blade that, again, is going to end up making the transaction management much more tightly coupled with IDS. You can use MQ series today, and we actually have customers using MQ series with a 7 code line, but it's in a very, I guess, loosely coupled approach. And it does not give you the transaction management capability as things move in and out of the IDS server as well as it could. So we've been actually made available out on our AlphaWorks a MQ series data blade, which you can plug into our IDS server in the 9.x code line and be able to use MQ series in a more tightly coupled way. We are, right now, that is currently only available on AIX for the 9.3 or 9.4 database servers. We are actively in our 9.5 development today working to get this actually available on a broader set of platforms. And we're also adding in, I guess, more capabilities in solving some of the more tightly coupled XA transaction capabilities. Another feature that will be added in for the 9.5 is to be able to do two-phase commit capabilities through this MQ Series DataBlade with our IDS server, which we don't have today. But it fits within the same realm of some of our other DataBlades, the spatial or the geodetic or time series blades that give unique capabilities in those spaces if you're familiar with the extensibility of IDS9. Okay, let's move on to slide 12, and we will go through some of the different transaction support capabilities. So with MQ Series, the 7 and 9 servers from MQ Series in a XA environment, again, that this is going to be, with the 7 server, a more loosely coupled capability than what we will be having available in the 9 series. It also, the MQ Series really acts as an XA transaction manager, and the IDS is more of an XA resource manager. Currently, as I said, the IDS MQ Series blade is initially available on AIX. The on the blade aspect, we're really modeling this after an existing DB2 MQ API, and this is where we've again leveraged off of some of the DB2 specs and engineering knowledge to bring back into the Informix side of things. And it will make it much easier to interact with the MQ, WebSphere MQ infrastructure. This blade will be bundled with IDS 9.5 and will, I guess as you will, make it MQ enabled right out of the box. It also is going to be supporting much more of the virtual table interface and give you much more capabilities in access of the MQ queues. Like I say, today it's available on AlphaWorks. You can download it and start to give it a try with a 9.x server. But again, with our 9.5 release, this will be bundled with our server out of the box and will give you much more tighter capabilities. Okay, I'd like to go and talk a little bit on slide 13 about the installations. WebSphere installations really, it's a Java-based environment. So initially you will need to get IDS installed and get the Java environment installed and make sure that you have all the path variables and the other environment variables, Informix server, Informix dir, onconfig, path and class path set. Once you have that environment set up, then you can go ahead and install what they call WebSphere app server. Now, you can have really a kind of a two-tier or a three-tier approach with WebSphere. If you are going to set the app server up on a separate server, then again you'll have to get the JDBC environment set up for that app server machine, and then go ahead and install the WebSphere app server. And really you'll want to make sure that you get the what's called the WARF for IDS. WARF stands for WebSphere Object Request Framework, and it is a sort of, if you think about a agent or a connectivity component to IDS, and it would be a separate piece that you would need to get in when you ordered WebSphere for IDS. With our 9.5 release, we're actually bundling this WRF component with our IDS server. So, again, straight out of the box, we're going to be WebSphere enabled, and you won't have to worry about getting this WRF for IDS component in your WebSphere order. But installing WebSphere is again just running the setup program from this temp directory and then just following through the questions in that. And then finally, you can install the application development environment on Windows machines, and that's very easy to do just by running the setup, and it'll open up the installation launcher window, and then just in following the instructions from that. If you're just going to go with a two-tier environment, and maybe you have a few engineers that are using the site developer, you can just install the Windows, and it also will install an app server on that Windows machine, and you can connect directly to the IDS server in a two-tier type of environment. But again, as you increase the number of applications or the number of developers or whatever, you'll likely want to separate out that app server into a separate machine and manage it the resources separately. The next slide, slide 14, talks a little bit or shows, a little bit about the setup or the environment. And here again, it shows machine C, which is the app server, can be optional. You can just be running machine A, Windows-based app developer, directly to an Informix IDS machine where the data is being stored. Slide 15, I want to mention about a red book that's available. It's actually free off of our IBM website. If you go under Red Books, and one of, I guess, the easiest ways that I get to this is once I get to this IBM.com Red Books, just do a search for Informix, and it actually will pull up about 8 or 10 different Red Books that are just geared for Informix, and it's very easy to find there. You can download this off the web as Acrobat type of a file and view it and read it online, or you can pay a minimal cost and have the CD or hard copy, either one, sent to you directly. It is a very useful, if you are considering getting into WebSphere and IDS work, there's lots of good tips and tricks in this, and just makes it a very easy to follow and get set up and going with WebSphere. On slide 16, I just want to introduce a couple of the bundles. We do have what's called Informix and WebSphere bundles at either an enterprise bundle, which includes IDS 9.4, as well as the WebSphere application 5.1, which has the 4GL capability of the language into it now. And you can also do a trade-up bundle. And again, that's the same IDS 9.4EE Unlimited coming up from, trading up from if you're on IDS 7 and going to 9.4. And then also the workgroup bundle, which includes the IDS 9.4 workgroup edition and also a WebSphere App Server Express 5.1. Generally, these bundles may save you up to 25% in the price of the two software unbundled. Okay, so I want to switch gears now and go to slide 17 and talk a little bit about Tivoli. First, sort of a higher-level overview of what Tivoli is and what capabilities it has and Then we'll talk a little bit about where the integration points are and limitations with IDS are. So really there's three general areas that Tivoli is got a lot of different product options for. One is more in intelligent systems management, so monitoring your IT services or automating and correlating problems. The sort of the second area is in identity management. So really managing the access or control points and providing a single sign-on capability. It also has components that help in the protection against security threats and also maintaining privacy commitments, which if you're involved in any of the industries that follow the HIPAA requirements, this is becoming a much greater issue. The final area is in storage management and really optimizing the storage resources and server capabilities, consolidating backup, archive, and retrieval from databases, and also some tools to help in the capacity planning capabilities. There's multiple components a part of Tivoli, and they're really broken down into availability, and that's really tools that help ensure the health and the functioning of your systems. In the area of optimization, capabilities to monitor performance and really work at making the productivity utilization much better in your systems. The orchestration aspect of it entails the sensing or triggers and being able to respond to those based on business goals. So a very robust set of tools and capabilities that work with IDS to help monitor the systems. In the area of security, again, the asset management, confidentiality, and data integrity are protected with some of their security components. Provisioning really entails the access of the right resources to the right people and the right processes. So, again, having some tools to help your IT personnel manage getting those resources to the right people at the right time. And then the next area, the managing of business priority and service levels. There's some tools around workflow and business system management that can help make it easier for DBAs and really managers of DBAs to monitor processes and the workflow of IT personnel. And finally, really the virtualization, providing a single consolidated logical view across different systems and resources on the network. The next slide, slide 19, sort of gives you an idea about that single view aspect. So you may have a infrastructure that has IDS or DB2 or maybe even a WebSphere app server on your network, and you are able to have a connectivity or common infrastructure services across all of those and be able to look at monitoring performance, having centralized analysis, and really reporting across those systems. And again, if you're in a larger enterprise organization or working with applications that are on heterogeneous type of data environments, Tivoli starts to really pay off in the ability to have that centralized analysis and management. It also, you can configure and run operations. And I can tell you in supporting some of our larger companies with the IDS server, there's been multiple times when when we've had to have discussions with companies that were having new DBAs or maybe some difficulties getting their processes to keep their software updated and provisioned out in the organizations that they manage. And if they would be using common processes or tools that are maybe available through Tivoli, it actually could make their life more efficient and really save resources in the long run. In the area of storage management, again, Tivoli for years have had very robust backup and archive capabilities with IDS and have long been certified with IDS 7 as well as 9 in storage and backup protection. And then, again, in the area of security, they've had quite a lot of development going on. We've been working with them also to look at areas of how security can work better with IDS. Some of the new security aspects that we've put in 9.4 with LDAP support, single logon processes, and some of the encryption stuff are fitting well with the Tivoli products and can make for a very secure environment. The next slide, just again talking about why Tivoli. Really, it gets into moving customers from being a reactive to being more proactive management of their IT resources. This is where we really see leveraging off of the Tivoli environment and being able to use all the monitoring and management capabilities so that you're ahead of the game in IT resource management. Also, the commonality of being able to map all your IT assets and business processes together and just get a much better understanding of what IT assets you have and how those are being utilized in the different business processes, and just better, cleaner management. We also see customers that have really taken advantage of Tivoli and are getting to do more with less. This kind of ties in with some of the tools of monitoring and automating and then also working to get the scripts to make the adjustments necessary within IDS from a lot of the monitoring and capabilities and thresholds and filters that are available through Tivoli. This fourth one, again, gets into the best practices. As you start to work with IDS or have been working with IDS for some time, you'll come to understand that IDS has a lot of flexibility and it's a very open type of database where we make a lot of our data for monitoring the system interfaces and stuff very open. However, that can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. If you don't have good practices in managing, and if you have turnover of DBAs or whatever, you can end up finding that just the managing of large numbers of machines and servers can be unwieldy. And again, using Tivoli, you can start to, I guess, systematize much of those best practices and make it much more robust and easier to manage. And really, we see Tivoli as a key component and actually Tivoli combined with WebSphere and IDS as being a very robust for creating this on-demand world. The next slide, slide 21, talk a little bit about the different components. Tivoli is really, there's four kind of component areas. The Tivoli Storage Manager, which is fully certified with 7 and 9. And then we have the storage manager for databases, which is a there is a IDS Informix specific version of that that when you order Tivoli you would get. The also we have the IBM Tivoli Access Manager. Currently, we don't have that certified with IDS, although we are working in our next release to make IDS be Tivoli enabled for this access manager. And this will help really managing access to large numbers of IDS servers in your enterprise. The IBM Tivoli monitoring for databases is certified with IDS, both 7 and 9, and is available today. Just talking in slide 22 about some of the installations. Again, you need to have a Java environment set up, so following a similar getting your Java capabilities and all of your environment variables pointing to the right area after you've installed IDS. And then really the next part is installing the Tivoli monitoring for databases to work with IDS. You can either install this from the desktop, Windows-based type of environment, or from a command line. The desktop install is very automated, and you can just go to the install menu and pick the product, selecting the IDS agent. And then you'll need to do what's called a discovery process and run what's called DMLink JRE from the desktop to the Navigator menu and specify the endpoints and then hit execute. And that will link up all of the different servers, IDS servers, through a discovery process. And finally, you can set up different administrators for different databases or if you have different roles. So if you only want certain DBAs to do certain type of administrative work on databases, you can have different roles set up for them to be able to only do certain types of things and so forth. Okay. The next slide, slide 23, I just want to get into briefly a little bit about IDS SE and Online 5 for those companies that and partners that are currently using SE and Online 5. We are seeing quite a lot of actually success for partners who have started to run out of the limitations of an SE environment or an Online 5 and have taken interest in getting up to IDS 9.4. And we have received actually several customers that have been actually very pleasantly surprised of the performance gains and the capabilities that they're now available in 9.4 after they've been using SE or Online 5. Both of these migrations are going to require an unload from an SE and then a load of the data back into IDS. We have not written a automated migration path yet for taking either SE or Online 5 up to 9.4. And really we're finding that this particular process right now is not warranting, I guess, a case for us to do that. So we don't have plans at this stage to write that automated update. SE and Online both are capable of stored procedure language. We don't have a migration path of the SPL, so it would require reestablishing and rewriting the SPL in the IDS server 9.4. As far as data type differences or SQL syntax with both SE and Online, both of these are upwardly compatible to 9.4. We have not seen differences in either data types or SQL syntax that have caused significant concerns with customers migrating from these engines up to an IDS 9.4. Okay, I'd like to just go to slide 24 and really open up the talk to questions and answers now.
Thank you. Before we take your questions today, we'd like to conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment, and there will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. And for our first survey question today is, if you are currently using IDS 9.4, please press star 1. And again, if you are currently using IDS 9.4, please press star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And question 2, if you are currently using WebSphere, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using WebSphere, please press star 1, and we'll pause to collect your response. And for question 3, if you are currently using Tivoli, please press star 1. Again, if you are currently using Tivoli, please press star 1. And once again, we'll pause. And for our fourth question, if you are currently using 4GL, press star 1. Again, if you are currently using 4GL, please press star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And question 5. The presentation materials for this teleconference were at the appropriate level. Press star 1 for excellent. Press star 2 for good. Press star 3 for fair. Press star 4 for poor. And again, that's star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, and star 4 for poor. And again, we'll pause for just a moment to collect your responses. Our next question is, the presenter led the teleconference at the appropriate level. Press star 1 for excellent. Press star 2 for good. Press star 3 for fair. Or star 4 for poor. And again, excellent is star 1. Good, star 2. Fair, star 3. Or poor, star 4. We have one final question. We'll pause for just a moment before we take that question. For our final survey question, overall teleconference rating, press star 1 for excellent, press star 2 for good, press star 3 for fair, or star 4 for poor. And again, that's the overall teleconference rating. Star 1 is excellent, star 2 is good, star 3 is fair, and star 4 is poor. And again, we'll pause for just a moment to compile your response. And now for one of the most important parts of today's call, and that is taking your questions. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. For those of you who would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. If you're using a speakerphone, we ask that you please disengage your mute function to allow our equipment to pick up your signal. And once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the roster. And our first question today will come from Scott Roberts.
What is the differences or overlap between Server Studio and the Tivoli integration and Tivoli monitoring?
Okay. I've got several people that will assist me on this call. So we've got a Keshava Murthy who is one of our key architects working with the WebSphere MQ Series Blade. I also have a Mike Hill who helps with the Tivoli integration, and a Scott Rippinger who also helps with the WebSphere integration and certifications with it. So let me pass this one over to Keshava.
Yeah. Hi. The Server Studio is actually pretty aware of the IDS configuration, IDS monitoring and tuning, whereas Tivoli is basically for the backup and restore and the management of the whole storage area. That's where the whole integration with IDS comes into picture. You can use our backup and restore utilities with the Tivoli storage management software to manage your data basically.
This is Gary Proctor also. Again, we are working with actually our WebSphere team and Tivoli team, and our future development is actually very much geared towards a common framework across our software group products. So not only WebSphere and Tivoli sort of coming under the same component infrastructure down the line, but also Rational products and Lotus will all start to, you'll see a common framework of monitoring. And IDS and as well as DB2 are both working with those groups to fit in to those components. So and now there is some overlap, but you know there are strengths in the different tools at this point. But we will be over time merging and making a common framework across those. And another question.
And moving on, we'll hear from Frank Crissy.
Sorry, I was on mute. At the Home Depot, we use Informix big time in the stores and local servers, as well as DB2, both flavors. We have been looking for tools for Informix and been very frustrated in trying to find anything similar to the DB2 tool suites that are out in the marketplace. And I know that IBM has gone into the tool development for DB2, and I'm wondering, are there plans to do similar tool development in Informix?
So this is Gary Proctor again. We're currently working to actually put DRDA in the server for IDS. That's one of our feature sets on 9.5. And what this will enable us to do is to make more of the DB2 tool set easier to interact and connect up to IDS. Now, clearly, there's still going to be some tools that are very, ingrained in the DB2 procedure language or other things that may not be available on IDS. However, by this move of making the DRDA capabilities in IDS for 9.5, we're going to open up quite a few more tools. We currently have two tools, I think, that are certified, the table editor and the web query tool. Both are certified and work with IDS 9.4 today. Now, so that's sort of the, I guess I would put it, the interim plan. There is a longer-term plan, like I was kind of saying before, that there is a consortium that's working across all of our software group development teams to get a common tools framework, both administration tools and monitoring type tools,
and really leveraging off of the strengths of Tivoli and WebSphere and Rational, that IDS, our team is working to make sure that we have pluggable capabilities into that. So you won't see the IDS development team particularly directly creating tools for IDS. What you will see is a larger common framework of tools that become enabled for IDS that's getting developed by actually other software group teams in IBM. But we very much have a goal and intent within the development labs to try and get DB2 and IDS to be much more similar in how they're being administered and monitored. Next question.
Our next question will come from Ron Bailey.
Hi. We're using IDS 731. We're investigating backup restore improvements. So we're obviously looking at the Tivoli product. Now, does Tivoli currently have the capability of, or will it soon have the capability of, performing table-level restores into not only the same location, but alternate locations, such as different directories or even different server?
Okay. This is Gary Proctor again. We are adding in table-level point-in-time restore into our IDS 9.5 server. And we will be working with Tivoli to certify that capability, as we also will have that capability with our internal on-bar storage management or backup retrieval software that's bundled with IDS. But we won't be putting that back into the 7.x code line.
Okay. Anything further, Mr. Bailey?
No, that should cover it. Thank you.
And there are no names in the queue at this time, so I would like to remind everybody that if you have a question, please press star 1 now, and we'll pause for just a moment.
I've gotten a couple of questions that, as I travel around the different parts of the world, that come up time and time and again that perhaps I'll just kind of throw out there while we're waiting on some other questions. One question that I get asked every once in a while is, will Tivoli Storage Manager replace ISM that's bundled with IDS today? And our answer on that is that we don't see that happening in the near future. However, we have been having quite a bit more discussions and talks with Tivoli to be able to offer something like a Tivoli Lite or a Tivoli Express that we would be able to bundle with IDS. And if that does get developed over the next several years, then we would progress at replacing out our ISM, which is a sort of a lower capability and type of storage manager that's bundled with IDS today. But at this point in time, we have not gotten agreement with the Tivoli team yet, and so we will continue to offer our ISM product and bundle it with IDS.
We do have another telephone question, this time from James Taylor.
Yes. I'm currently learning, in the learning stage of using the DB2 table editor with IDS 9.3. And my question is there any plans to allow the forms from DB2 table editor to be stored in the IDS database?
Mike, can you answer that one?
At this point, there's not a plan for that. I will check with my sources to see if they have it on the drawing board at all. Who am I talking to? That's James Taylor.
This is James Taylor from IEEE. Is there a way I can make a request that be considered?
Yes, if you can send an email to me, gproctor@us.ibm.com.
Okay.
Then I'll make sure that gets put into our request list.
Okay.
And I'll get you a response if it's different than what we had said today.
Okay.
Okay.
And there are no names in the queue at this time. Once again, press star 1 if you have a question. And we'll now return to Frank Rissy.
IBM with DB2 has been putting out quite a few chat with the labs where they go into technical areas of DB2 and kind of deep diving on specific topics, recovery, DRDA, different things. I was wondering, do you have plans to continue more technical chats with the lab for Informix?
Yes. We're just starting this chat with the labs, and we're already starting to put the agenda in for future chat with the labs. And we will start to, each month, take particular areas and go into more technical details on those. I think our next plan is more of getting into some of the 4GL, EGL language work that's being done there. And then we're likely to follow that up with a performance tuning chat with the lab. And then as we are rolling out our 9.5 product, we're going to start to a series of looking at the different features and having specific talks on those features from our architects. So we will start to get more into the technical details as we move through these chat with the labs.
Anything else, Mr. Chrissy?
No, thank you. That's great.
And we have a follow-up from Scott Roberts.
Could we have a future discussion of monitoring and more of an in-depth looking at monitoring, what can be set up, what do we do at on the spur of the moment, what do you set up in advance and capture on a routine basis and things like that?
Okay. We'll make note of that and look at see if we can get something like that in one of our future chat with the labs.
And there are no names in the queue at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to Mr. Proctor for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. I wanted to also go to slide 25 and just put up some contact points. We have several links off of our websites. We are planning to do more of putting white papers and technical tips and tricks and things up off of our Informix web pages. So we will be focusing more on doing some of that activity. The other contact points there I wanted to just mention is our product managers, Jerry Zhu for IDS, and Amkar Nimbalkar for the client Blades. I've got their contact numbers. If you have any requests for new features or strategy or direction information for our products, feel free to send them email and contact them. I will say that we're in the process currently of planning our 9.6 release, so we're heavily into prioritizing our features for that release over the next probably 2 months or so. And if you have any features that you're wanting to see, we'd really like to hear about what those are and sort of your needs or requirements for those features. Down at the bottom, we've also just got some other sales, technical enablement, Christine Normile. Also, Jacques Roy can help substantially, and our lead salesperson, Scott Pavlov. Recently, we have really actually expanded our sales force on Informix, and you will be seeing more activity in the area of sales and actually marketing capabilities within the Informix line for IBM. And finally, I did want to mention that we do have a couple of other upcoming partner tech days, and if you're in the Bethesda, Maryland area or Atlanta, Georgia area, on slide 26, Bethesda on August 26th and Atlanta in August 31st, please feel free to come visit us and talk further in those sessions. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for taking time to participate with us today, and we look forward to providing more information from our lab to you in the future.
And that concludes today's conference. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.